chances it can give.
The American Tobacco Company presents, transcribed, The American Way, starring Horace Heidt for Lucky Strike.
For brand new talent to get into the act, what a wonderful way to live.
Smoking enjoyment is all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Lucky's taste better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So for the better taste that means more smoking enjoyment, be happy, go Lucky, ask for a carton of Lucky Strike. Now from Billings, Montana, here's your host tonight, Horace Heidt for Lucky Strike.
The city of Billings, Montana. And there's a record-breaking crowd gathered here in Billings at the Albadoo Shrine Temple to witness the championship battle of the week. The youth of America on parade. So stand by for fun and excitement as the warning whistle for round one. Introduces from Kalispell, Montana, lovely, beautiful 17-year-old Julie Alton, whom 4,000 people in Kalispell voted as their winner last Thursday evening. In a championship try, Julie sings her version of Shoe Fly Pie. So with the ringing of the bell, Lucky Strike wishes you, Julie Alton, good luck on your national radio debut.
Shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, it makes your eyes light up, bend your tummy, say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, I never get enough of that one to push up. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, it makes the sun come up when the heavens are so loudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, I never get enough of that. Hey, Mama, when you bake now, Mama, please don't bake cake, Mama. For all my sake, won't you go to the oven and make that ever-loving shoe fly pie? An apple bend out, it makes your eyes light up, and your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Ooh, shoe fly pie, an apple bend out, it makes your eyes light up. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend outy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Hey now, shoe fly pie, an apple bend outy, makes the sun come up when the heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple bend outy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Now, Mama, when you bake, oh Mama, don't bake cake, hey Ma. For all my sake, won't you go to the oven and make that ever loving shoe fly, baby? Shoe, shoe, shoe fly, baby. Shoe fly, pie, an apple pen dotty. I never get enough of that shoe fly, pie.
Isn't that a thrill to receive a wonderful hand like that?
Sure is.
These people in Billings are just marvelous. Tell me, what is Kalispell famous for?
Well, Mr. Heidt, it's famous for the scenery up there and Glacier National Park.
And for vacation land. And for fish and that big bear we saw on the road, remember? And tell me, where are you from now?
I'm from Holiday Ranch, Columbia Falls.
That's about 15 miles the other side of Kalispell, isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What is that famous for?
Well, Hungry Horse Dam. He's the biggest attraction.
Hungry Horse.
Yes.
I'm glad my name was Horace, not Horse. Well, just give Julie a nice hand. She's got wonderful possibilities for the future. Folks, it's the American Way, broadcasting from Billings, Montana, made possible by Lucky Strike. Make every day your lucky day. Insist upon Lucky Strike, the cigarette of better taste, the cigarette of superior quality. It's the second broadcast of our fourth quarter. You've just heard a fine contender, Julie Alton from Kalispell, Montana, as the warning whistle for round two introduces a very fine trombone quartet from Havre High School, discovered in our nationwide talent search in Havre, Montana, last Saturday night. We're going to ask the boys their names. What is your name?
Dan Boone.
What was that again?
Danny Boone.
Danny Boone, what's yours?
Kenny Livesey.
Con Elnis.
Bob Gunderson.
Danny, how old are you?
17.
What song are you going to play?
Embraceable You.
Embraceable You.
Embraceable You.
Embraceable You.
There they are. They're all going to play the same song, and here they go.
Embraceable
just heard a very fine trombone quartet from Haber High School, Montana. Boys, that was really very fine, wonderful work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fellas, our gathering up there was under the auspices of the Shrine. And I know that not only are all the Shriners proud for you boys, but I'm sure everybody up there in your city is too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we are, fellas. Very nice. And folks, give them a nice hand, will you please? The American Way, broadcasting from Billings, Montana, made possible by Lucky Strike. So make every day your lucky day. Insist upon Lucky Strike, the cigarette of better taste, the cigarette of superior quality. You've just heard two very fine contestants. There's Julie Alton from Kalispell, Montana, and the trombone quartet from Haber High School has a warning whistle for round three. Introduces one of the outstanding prospects selected by a crowd of 7,000 people in Powell, Wyoming last Tuesday night. Her name is Loris Dorr, a very attractive and most certainly a fine representative of the state of Wyoming. Here's the bell, Loris. Lucky Strike wishes you good luck in your championship try as you sing Indian Love Call. Sounded just as beautiful as you look. Tell me, what are your ambitions for the future as far as singing is concerned?
I'd like to be in musical comedy or TV, possibly.
Good, and I'm sure once the person can see you, why, you'd have a very happy home there. Where are you from?
Lovell, Wyoming.
I see. And what is Powell famous for?
Powell is famous for their Powell Junior College and for the Coyotes.
That's right, Coyotes in Powell. Well, we're very happy to have had you here. And you've got wonderful possibilities for the future. Folks, let's give her a nice hand, shall we?
Thank you.
Friends, you might wonder why we say make every day your lucky day. Insist upon Lucky Strike, the cigarette of superior quality. Here's Don McElvain to tell you why.
Thank you, Horace. Friends, Lucky's better taste is the big reason why so many people are switching to Lucky Strike. Sure. Everybody knows that smoking enjoyment is all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Lucky's taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Know why? Well, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Light, naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco. And then, Luckies are made better to taste better. Made round and firm and fully packed to draw freely and smoke evenly. It's just as plain as day that fine tobacco in a better-made cigarette is bound to give you a better-tasting smoke. So, ask for Lucky Strike the next time you buy cigarettes. That's right. Be happy and go lucky. You'll find Luckies do taste better, cleaner, fresher, smoother.
Friends, that certainly is good advice. Be right with Lucky Strike. The cigarette has superior quality. Now, on with the American way in the second broadcast of our fourth quarter from Billings, Montana. You've already heard three very fine contestants. There's two more to come. As the warning whistle for round four introduces Clinton Belos, winner of our talent search in LeGrand, Oregon. Clinton is from Baker, Oregon, just a short distance from LeGrand, and will be a fine representative of the two cities and, of course, of the state of Oregon. So, Clinton, with the ringing of the bell, Lucky Strike wishes you good luck as you sing Here in My Heart. From Billings, Montana. Clinton, step over here for a moment. That was beautiful work.
Thank you, sir.
You certainly have one of the loveliest voices we've heard in a long, long time.
Well, thank you.
You live in Baker, Oregon, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what type of work are you doing?
I'm in the lumber business, sir. I work for a mill, lumber grader.
Lumber grader. You grade the lumber?
Yes, sir.
Then the people buy whatever you ask them to?
Well, they're supposed to, but it's not so.
Your houses ever fall down, or are they?
Oh, no, sir.
They're still standing. Tell me, what is that section of the country famous for?
Well, it's quite famous for the cattle industry and lumber, and we have a splendid recreational area surrounding that part of the country.
And, of course, for you, too, because you have a beautiful voice. Oh. So, folks, let's give him a nice hand, shall we? And the morning whistle for round five, which should normally bring to the microphone the winners of our contest last week, the Macarilla family from Twin Falls, Idaho. However, their star member, little 12-year-old Bobby Macarilla, is underage and must keep up his schoolwork. And therefore, it was thought advisable for him to withdraw from active competition when we're traveling around so much. So we've brought from Danville, Illinois, a very talented girl we discovered about 6 months ago. We promised her her opportunity when we got back from Korea. Her name is Willa Knight, and Willa has a great chance to win that championship crown vacated by the Macarillas. Very lovely person. So here's the bell. And Lucky Strike wishes you good luck, fame, and fortune with some of these days.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna feel so lonely. You're gonna miss my hugging and just a little bit of kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey. Oh, when you go away. I'm feeling so lonely just for you only. For you know, my little honey, you've had your way. Now, when you leave me, I know you'll grieve me. You're gonna miss your little old honey. Yes, some of these days.
From Billings. Willa? Well, you certainly were wound up on that one.
Well, I get a little carried away once in a while.
You've waited a long time for this, haven't you, Willa?
I certainly have, Mr. Hyde.
I guess that's 5 or 6 months when we were up there in Danville. Or where did we play when we found you? Ridge?
Ridge Farm, Illinois.
Ridge Farm. And what type of work were you doing then?
I was a junior buyer for Heister Company.
And what does Heister Company do?
They make Heister lift trucks.
And did you lift the Heisters?
No, I only bought the parts so the Heisters could heist.
Good. Give her a nice hand, folks. She's a swell person, you can tell that. And now we're ready to pass the review to see who's to win the $150 first prize, carryover of next week, with the possibilities of entering the quarterfinals for $500 and the possibilities of entering the grand final for $5,000 next December. Contestant number one from Kalispell, Montana, Julie Alton.
An apple bend out, it makes your eyes light up, and your tummy say, howdy, shoe fly by. And
very nice work, Julie. Contestant number two, from Haver High School, Montana, the Trombone Quartet. Contestant number three, from Powell, Wyoming, Laurice Dorr.
When I'm calling you,
Laurice, beautiful work. Contestant number four, from LeGrand, Oregon, or from Baker, Oregon, discovered at LeGrand, Clinton Belos.
Here in my heart, I'm alone and oh so lonely. Here.
Thank you very much, Captain Boy. You're really going places. Contestant number five, from Danville, Illinois, Willa Knight. Talent, very evenly matched, so stand by for the judge's decision, which we'll have in just a moment. But first, a word from one of the world's funniest men of letters, America's comic poet laureate, Ogden Nash.
Somebody once went through my poems and made a list of the things I dislike. It's a pretty long list, too. However, in the list of things I like, they said he likes good eating. Of course I like good eating. I like good anything. Good fun, good smoking. Naturally, I smoke Luckies. To put it poetically, I hope I'm not a crank, but I've got one foible. I don't enjoy anything unless it's enjoyable. I'm pernickety about what I like, and for 30 years, I've smoked Lucky Strike.
We agree with Ogden Nash about smoking enjoyment. It's all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Lucky's taste better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. For two good reasons. First, LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. And for better taste, you must start with fine tobacco. Second, Luckies are made better to draw freely and smoke evenly. That, too, means better taste for you. So, be happy. Go Lucky. Pick up a carton and prove to yourself that Luckies taste better.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a Lucky Strike Extra. We're going to introduce some of the prominent people here from Billings, Montana. So you'll know just a little bit more about this city. And the first person we're going to call on is one that everybody loves and knows and admires, Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody more respected. Charlie, we certainly want to shake your hand. When anybody comes into Billings, they always hear about Charlie Crist. Now, tell us something. Why is Billings the fastest growing city in America?
Well, Horace, everyone knows that the real thing that develops communities is people. And here in Billings, Montana, we have the finest, most aggressive people you'll find anywhere in the world.
I know that you're the president and the principal owner of this radio station, KOOK, the CBS outlet here. But judging by the way that you would talk, you sound like you're on the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, no, I don't own it, Horace, but I'm on the Industries Committee of the Chamber of Commerce.
You're on the Chamber of Commerce. I thought something was going on there. Well, Charlie, you're a wonderful person, and I know that you're going to put up a new TV station here. And you held off the opening of that station so we could do our concerts. We appreciate that very much, Charlie. You're a wonderful person. And folks, I know you're all very, very proud of Charlie. He's beloved by everyone, and I want you to give him a fine hand, please.
Thank you, Horace, and good night. God bless you.
Thank you, Charlie boy. And now we're going to introduce Mr. Chandler Cohagan, a gentleman here from the Shrine Organization. And of course, you know, we're sponsored this evening by the Shrine. And I'm wondering if you'd be so kind as to tell us where the money goes for these concerts that we have here in Billings.
Well, the money goes, Horace, to strengthen our organization, which has, ever since its inception, been for the unfortunate. We, like you, believe in doing good for those regardless of faith or creed or color.
And, of course, you're speaking especially of the Crippled Children's Hospital.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And how many shrine chapters are there in the country?
Well, there are about 157 temples and many more shrine clubs.
And how many members?
Oh, over 700,000.
Just think of that. With 700,000 people doing good for others, that's the reason we have such a wonderful country. So God bless the shrine, and thank you very much. We introduce a past potentate of the Albedew Temple, and now representative of the Imperial Council of the Shrine of North America, the esteemed Carl Rahn.
Horace, never in the history of Billings, Montana, have we had a show that has so captivated the hearts of everyone as your American Way. Not only have you, through your record crowds, raise money for the Shriners Crippled Children's Hospital, but we have seen firsthand through our own Mark Durbin how you help the youth of America on to stardom. You and your sponsors, Lucky Strike, are to be congratulated. Here on this card is my reading of the electric applause meter.
Thank you very, very much. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner here this evening by another tremendous vote The winner, the young lady that sang Some One of These Days, Maybe a New Star Was Born, Willa Knight. Willa Knight. Yes, sir. This is your race, Willa, again. Willa, congratulations. Willa, that was beautiful work, and you gave everything you had this evening, and that's plenty. And the way things went, maybe you won't have to hoist them any more of those trucks down there.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. A very charming, beautiful girl, our new champ, and so tune in next week and see how she does at our next broadcast. Now, Don McElvain.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, Friday, Horace will appear in person with Johnny It's in the Book Stanley, Ralph Sigwald, Dick Kerr, Conley Graves, Lou Prohut, along with a cast of 50 people, including some of the most beautiful young girls in the world, in their 2.5-hour variety show in Watertown, South Dakota. Saturday, Yankton, South Dakota. Sunday, Norfolk, Nebraska. Monday, Hastings. Tuesday, North Platte. Wednesday, Shadron, Nebraska. And next Thursday in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Get your tickets now for The American Way, coming your way. Horace?
Thank you very much, Don. Nice people. Before signing off, we wish to thank a very wonderful gentleman, President B.A. Higginbotham of the Albadoo Temple right here in Billings, Montana, for all the hard work and his efforts in arranging not only our concerts throughout Montana, but also here in Billings. A wonderful person, a marvelous personality, and we know that he's going to have happiness in the years to come. Until we meet again next week, this is Horace Hite reminding you, it's better to build boys than to mend men, saying good night to mother and wishing you good luck, good health, and may God bless you all. Good night.
This is the CBS Radio Network. CBS Radio, serving the Midland Empire, you are tuned to KOOK in Billings. The Better Homes Exposition and Mobile Home Show is in full swing at the Shrine Auditorium. Beginning every night at 6 o'clock, you can see on display everything for the home and the latest in mobile home living. There's top entertainment, too. Neil Sudar, the Wizard of Music, plays hip tunes and trick numbers on the hammer.